take Karen Hollis and just put her on to you to see
WCCC.
What happens.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What we need from you is your first name and your birthday for Karen.
My first name is Missy, and my date of birth is 3/31.
Missy, is that correct?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, Missy. No problem.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, honey.
Good. Let me take a quick look at you, okay? Let's see what's going on with you.
Sure.
So spirits that work with me and for me, tell me all about Missy, born 3/31 of 1968. Hang on just a second, Missy. Let's take a look. What I'm doing, Missy, is I'm actually just shuffling the cards and asking about you through your first name and your birth date.
Okay.
And we'll quickly take a look and see what's been happening with you. Whoops. One more time, and then I'll go ahead and read you. Hang on just one second.
Sure, no problem.
Okay. Well, Missy, it looks like you're really anxiety-ridden about relationship right now. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. It shows that... it shows that your significant other is really angry right now. A lot of this has to do with money. It hasn't really to do with your relationship. It's just a lot of anxiety about work-related stuff from what I can see. But I do think it's going to be okay. I feel like this person wants to be very independent. In other words, he doesn't like anybody questioning where he is or what goes on, correct?
That's true.
Yeah. And so he's kind of a workaholic. He works a lot. From what I can see, and he doesn't really know what he wants, and that drives you crazy, right?
It does.
I know. So, you know, what happens is when he doesn't get his way, and when, you know, when things are kind of bad, you feel stuck in your life, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you've been depressed, and it looks like with regard to extended family, you've got some family members who are going to be moving, and so, correct?
I'm not sure. I haven't heard that yet, but we'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, this has been going on, all this anxiety about work since June. Is that also correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Right on.
You know, one of the things I want to say about you, you've been so hurt in the past that the way that you feel about men is, you know, I can take care of myself. I don't have to have somebody in my life. It's nice to have someone there.
Right.
You know, but it shows you really care for this person. I do think that the relationship is strong enough to survive this, but I feel that he feels that the relationship is a lot of work. So what you want to try and do is to be as low maintenance as possible, okay? When you're under that kind of anxiety about work, you want to basically say, you know, I know we're under a lot of stress and pressure, and I don't want it to affect us.
Right.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, Just with regard to my children.
Okay.
My oldest daughter.
Oh. Okay.
Who's the mother of my grandchild.
Yep.
Just wondering what you see for her.
Sure. What is her name, please?
Jessica.
Jessica. And give me Jessica's birth date.
4/4/87.
4/4/87. Okay. Jessica had a problem with self-esteem, and Jessica kept looking for love in all the wrong places. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah. She shows herself as the Queen of Cups, and the Queen of Cups wears her heart on her sleeve. So she's always looking for her happiness in someone else. And what I would say about Jessica is, you know, she's learned a lot since becoming a mom. I think it's made her a stronger person overall. Give me just one second. I'll tell you a little more about Jessica and what's going to happen with her. There's all kinds of issues with regard to work or career with her, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, what's she going to do to make money to take care of her children? Because I know you're shouldering a lot of the work, right?
Yes.
Okay, I know. And I know you love your grandchild, so I'm not concerned about that. So, spirits work with me and for me. Tell me all about Jessica, born 4/4 of 1987. Tell me all about this young woman. Just a second, Missy. Let's see what's happening.
Thanks, Karen.
Well, I don't think she ever expected the children to be as much work as they are, but again, that's a growing process for her. I feel that the father of these children has a lot of growing up to do as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what's most important to him is more money than anything else. I don't see him being very supportive of her, correct?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
He plays with her head a lot and plays with her self-esteem a lot, you know, which you totally picked up on.
Well, you know, what I...
For her.
Sure. What I would say is this, and I tell a lot of young women this in my office, you're the queen, men serve in your kingdom, they serve at your pleasure. And what she needs to do is to understand that men they're making more of them every day, you know? So if this guy doesn't want to treat her right, I think it's time to move on. She has shed way too many tears, and I would expect her not to waste the pretty on him, because I don't see him coming around and really being the man he needs to be for her or for the grandchild.
Don't waste the pretty. pretty, my Jessica.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
By all means, Missy, if you give me a call at 860-665-8024, you can go ahead and tell my the person that books my readings, my husband Mark, that Missy needs to come in for a reading. What I'll do is I'll comp her a reading, mm-hmm. okay, as a favor to WCCC. Oh, yeah. Maybe I can help her out.
Okay, 665-
8024.
8024, and your husband's name is Mark?
Yes, and he'll be happy to book Jessica in for an hour-long reading so I can straighten her out.
That's awesome, Karen.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, honey. Peace. Have a good day.
Excellent. Bye-bye, bye. Missy.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm. So where can people make appointments to come and see you?
People can make appointments to come and see me by calling 860-665-8024. That's 860-665-8024. Or they can go to readingsbykaren.com to read more about me. That's readingsbykaren.com. And I invite all your listeners to fan me on Facebook on Readings by Karen. And they'll hear all about the classes that I teach and the events I'm going to be at. And they can also see me over at my office, 2433 Main Street, Suite Number 7, Rocky Hill, Connecticut. You need an appointment to get in. It takes about a week of waiting time, sometimes 2 weeks when it's October and everybody's excited about reading. So,
nice. So and what are the price ranges for it? So people have an idea of how much a reading is.
Well, a half an hour is $50 and an hour is $100. But if you bring a friend, I have a bring a friend special and you get mm-hmm. 20% off your reading for bringing a friend. I also do house parties, which are really exciting. And so if you can get 8 to 10 of your friends together, we do those house parties on Sundays and those are a blast. So they can see all of that on my site.
Awesome.
And thanks for not scaring me.
I didn't want to scare you. I was trying. He's so afraid, everybody.
Oh, yeah. He's
he kept looking at me like, what am I going to say about him?
I'm going to put a voodoo hex.
When she was reading my palm, she stopped for a second, and I went, oh, no.
Yeah.
But
she took a pause.
It was all good.
It's all good. Thank you, Karen, for coming in.
Thank you so much.
And happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween. Bye-bye.
Now, live from the traffic department.
I didn't even know we had one.